Smell your white spots.
Start. Good cash, I hear. Okay, last time we spoke about praying on Shabbos from Rabbi Malka, I was talking about how you'd have to do something on Shabbos for the future. That's really hachana. That is the issa of hachana, preparation. A person is doing something on Shabbos for the future. So we went through a whole arikas over here, and we said the Chai Adam says, he's talking about on Yom Tov, Chai Adam, that a person can prepare wine on the first day of Yom Tov for the night. Let's say it's in the shed at the back of the garden, and it's all dark there. Yeah. And you can't go in the middle of it, you can't go a little late at night to go to the shed to get the wine out. So can you bring the wine out on the first day of Yom Kippur? Adam says, it's Kiddush, even though you shouldn't be able to do it, because it's a chana.
What?
No, it stops when it's a rice drabono. It doesn't help. You can't do it in a chatkin like that. If you haven't got any visitors on, you can't do it. You can't cook.
So right. One room to the next room?
Not one room, from the garage. It's from the garage.
Why is that a corner? Cooking is a corner.
Cooking is posh. It's rice. It's a corner. It's a bonum.
See, but what corner is it
though? Making a bed. Are you have to make a bed on Shabbos for much Shabbos?
No.
What is you doing there? It's a rabbon. Hachana is a preparation.
It's something which you can't use to can use. I'm taking a bottle of wine, which is in that room, and I'm now putting it in that room. What am I doing?
You don't want to use it. You don't intend to use it now. Your intention is that tonight I won't have to go to the shed.
I could use it there. You're making a bed. The bed is messed up.
I can't. Oh. Instead, you go to the shed. You bring it to the shed.
That's a good point you're saying, but you know you don't need it now. You're being matriach now.
About tircha.
Yeah, that's the issue of hachana. Hachana is an issue of tircha. That person mustn't busy himself on Shabbos.
But what's the rabbi said, in case you're going to get visitors and want a glass of wine?
So I'm telling you, that is a story in the Gemara. They want to say, if someone cooks on Yom Tov Rishon for Yom Tov Sheni, it should be the Issur Raisa. And that Gemara says, one man says it's not Issur Raisa, because even though you're cooking on one day Yom Tov for the second day, it's possible that visitors might come. Midrabon, you mustn't do it. It's still Osir Rabban to it.
Here, I myself want a glass of wine.
That possible, right? You know, Shaila. If he's right, is it possible you might use a nachana? But where's your mind? Doesn't want it.
He knows he's not drinking wine.
He's definitely not want any wine. He doesn't want any wine. His purpose is the marshal just for
correct.
The purpose of
having. Oh, you don't bring it to the cup. It's too late. After it's been too
that's
late.
Right. Yeah, that's it. So in that case, there's a shaila nachana. That's problematic.
Correct.
So over here, we said the chayyim should be a problem, but the chayyim got a baby kiddush. And the Chai Adam says that if it's going to be a big tircha for you to do it on Matzah Yom Tov, the first night Yom Tov, then the Chai Adam says all you're doing is a small act over here, you're moving one item from one place to another, it's a very small act of achana. That small act of achana is going to cause you a big discomfort later. And he adds a few conditions. One is it must be a tirch mitzvah. It must be for mitzvah. He's got five conditions.
Okay.
Must be, yes, let's see the case. He's got a few conditions over here. The conditions are, it's got to be just a simple action, not, he actually says, but mishing a Sefer Torah, he says that's a proper action, that's not allowed, he says. It's Kiddush, actually. Mishing a Sefer Torah from one day to the next, that is, you're finishing, it's like a Gemar Melachi, he says, that's much worse than just transporting. Very Kiddush, actually. So it has to be just an act of transportation, that's number one. Number two, it has to be Torah Mitzvah. Number three, it has to be only when there's going to be a big one if you do it later. And number four, he says also, it must be, it's not recognisable. That means, like your case, you have to bring the wine in when it's plenty of daytime still, that you might use it yourself. But, to bring the wine, mummies need to shkia time, right at the end, that's takasa. Yes, sorry.
Why for Thursday, Pesach afternoon, to put wine in the fridge, and call to
kill. That's a good shayla, actually. The mummies are going to speak about this question. Yeah, so this is mummies l'chol, the same shayla. Yeah, can you put something in the fridge, on Shabbos afternoon, let's say, for example, oh, it's on Yom Tov, whatever it is. It's a tircha. When you're doing a small tircha, that's a shayla. Can you do that? That's a shayla business with this. Yeah, hopefully we come back. Well, it's based on this thing. The chayla is very similar.
Would you say yeah or no? I mean,
would you say what?
Put it in the fridge.
You're doing. You don't want it now. I mean, if you want the drink now, sometimes no shayla. You might want to cover it later. Or you're putting it in the fridge to cool down for another 4 hours. It takes 4 hours to cool down. It's very nice and cold. And you want it for the night. That's the same shayla. That's why we're doing a shayla business with this. Shabbos. Mamish is shy there, time. Mamish hit the nail on the head. Mamish is shy there. Mutter, I said, Shabbos says, Mamish, before he said, Chayim, because of this heter, Chay Adam, Mutter, Vishah Satsurich, because you can only rely on the eighth Chay Adam, the eighth Satsurich, because the Chiddush is Chay Adam, you have to rely on the eighth Satsurich, Mutter of a shah satsoil happens with Yonta Rishon, a bakbuke yayin, a shah mashkim. Take bottles of wine or beer, whatever it is, to put in the fridge. The tzorech sudas Yonta Rishon. For the night. Behind you, dafka ba oifin shoysas, those where you've got. You must do, the condition has to apply. You have to do it within plenty of time still to use it on that day. It must be, it's not nikah hadovah, it has to be a tzorech laila for a mitzvah, etc., etc. But it must be a tzorech for you, you can't just do it stammer tzorech. That's an important thing. That spoils this halacha of chai odom. The baby kiddush is chai odom, yeah? Right. Coming now to what we want to speak about, actually, is now the new shayla, very interesting shayla, actually, which I've often wondered about this, actually. Let's say people use the Erev in the town. Now, a person's davening shachris in the shul, no shachris, the Muslim in the shul, he's finished, may he take his tzaddas home with him. There's no carrying because there's an Erev in the town. Is it a shayla of hachana? Is it preparation?
For tomorrow.
Yeah, so now, what you're telling me about Machza, we all know in Hilchus Yom Tov, there's a baby,
halacha.
Oh, there's a halacha there, that really, like you said, you can't do a halacha on the first Yom Tov, the second Yom Tov. So let's talk about Luv and Ezra, come to Luv and Ezra, right? So there, he's quite right. What happens is, most people bring their Luv and Ezra home.
Yep.
Now, it could be, there's no one at home with these to do it for the mitzvah. Let's say, if there's no one else at home, well, everyone's done it already beforehand.
So
you've heard this year before, I think.
Yeah.
So there's an interesting point here. So the ma'aseh of halacha is that normally you may not do malacha of one day yontif for the next day. That's clear. If a person says on first day yontif, I'm not sure, Rosh Hashanah, the sermon is on Tuesday, person says, you know what, I'm making some schnitzels now. He says, Marshall, let's make some for Wednesday as well. So he fries a whole of schnitzels for Wednesday. That's mamish also to do. That's mamish also. That's a chana. It's for bishul as well. You're cooking with no syrup. Now, what about, he's quite right, what about his case with a Luluv and Esra? We all bring our Luluv and Esra back home. So there's a special heter of a Luluv and Esra, and who I did with a Mazza when we did the Tashlich. Now also, how do you bring them back home?
There's always a problem if you go to your kid's house to eat.
I'm coming to all you're speaking about, Ava. It's happening always. The man said, why happens it? So someone takes a Luluv and Esra, yeah? So he brings it back from Shul. What's the heter? So the heter isn't Shulchan Aruch, a clear heter. Hitiru Seikwe Mishul Tchilosi. They allowed the end to carry it because of the beginning. I mean, if I tell you at the beginning that, sir, you can take your little rest to shul, we've got to leave it there.
We'll take it.
There's a good chance the person wanted to remiss it, won't take it there.
Is it possible you let say leave your kid's house, it's getting the morning, you'll forget it, you'll have no little
rest
tomorrow?
Yeah, well, you're remembering all my share, my friend, you're taking everything away from me. Yeah, yeah. He's right. So, Moshe, what happens is, so the Chorah is Hitiru Sofer Mishon Tchilosu. There's a special heter of Hitiru Sofer Mishon Tchilosu. We're allowed to bring it back home. He's quite right, Luna. What happens if I go home from shul and I go to one of my shul's houses in town? I take my Luna, I put it down there, and then I finish the meal and say, you know what? Let's take my Luna back home there. Now, there you haven't got this heifer.
The kids might break it. His kids will get any
trouble. They put it in a room where no one's going to go into. Yeah, it's much worse there. That is dodgy. That is problematic. This last time we spoke about the Shiloh, we said, I don't want to go into this all now, but there's a swarry. I've got to ask the Shiloh's talking with this. It's a great Shiloh. And the question is, can you say that a person's nervous? Tomorrow, I'll have to go back to their house early in the morning to get my little message. It's going to share my simple yomtum. It's going to bother me. It's not glass. It's not poshut. It's not 100% so good, but there's mockum that one could hurt. That is the Gabriel yomtum. Now, what about the Gabriel Shabbos? Who had been the Meister of Hitler's Yom Tov, very interesting, a lot actually, this is Tiro Service of Kolosso, is that someone's got a valuable diamond with him, let's say, for example, yeah? And he's in a hotel for Yom Tov. Now, the thing is, he's scared to stay in the hotel. He knows he can't go out of the hotel room because that diamond might get stolen. He never knows what's going to happen. Yeah. So, is he allowed to carry the diamond with him on the street, even though he doesn't need it at all? He's got no Tzorich for Yom Tov whatsoever. So, he says, well, there are more he's making. The Ramah is Mekel, and that's why people. The Ramah holds that void. You're going to be nervous when you go out. It's called a Tzorich Yom Tov.
You've got £5,000 on you, you'll have to carry around the Shabbos to stay in the hotel because you're frightened
there's
going to
pinch you. I mean, that's a bit worse. That's a bit worse. But you're right, you have to know. I can hear some song. We spoke about it actually. Someone's got a lot of money with him. Is he allowed to walk out? Maybe he's sitting in his beggar. Maybe he's allowed to. Possibly he's allowed to. The Chiddush. That is the Gabi, this halacha of Yom Tov. Now, coming to Al Shai now with a Tadis, very interesting Shai. Now, can a person finish a shul on Shabbos morning, and he's got, there's no problem actually, he can perfectly leave his Tadis in shul. He's got a nice box in there to leave his tuddas in. Is he allowed to bring his tuddas back home?
Well, he can't carry it somewhere else. He couldn't wear it.
Right, so if he wants to wear it, that's 100% right as well. If a person is wearing it, then there's no shower. That's mutter. The shower means, we're not going to get a chance to speak about that, is you, let's say you go from your house and shul on Shabbos morning to someone's house for Shabbos lunch. So you take your tuddas off, you're there for 2 or 3 hours, and then you want to go back home again.
Now,
can you put your tuddas back on again? Oh, who asked about brocha? Yeah, now there's one shiny is not going to be brocha. That we'll have to speak about bits about tomorrow. It's an interesting point. It's a very interesting point out there. I'm just talking about, let's go slowly first of all. Let's go slowly. I'm talking about the shiny first of all. Back from shul.
I'm already getting ruined there.
You've got a box there, there's no problem.
Yeah,
That's actually not a job to me. See, the soap is just a special job. That's not a head to look at Shabbos. Now, in shul on Shabbos morning, there's an Eid. Now, if there's no Eid in the town, well, there's no Eid, there's no Shiloh, what's the Shiloh? There's no Eid, wasn't it? Yeah, but if there's no Eid in the town, then even on Yom Kippur, you can't bring your tuds back home, yeah? If there's no Eid in the town, and you've got a box in shul for your tuddis, then you can't bring your tuds back home. That's clear. Because you're doing chutzah for the next day. That's definitely not allowed. So I'm saying one eighth is to wear it, that's true. That's one eighth is to wear it. But what I want feels comfortable wearing a tuddis in the streets. You know, let's say if a person wears a tuddis in the streets, that's the best way to get around it, actually.
Even if you wear it, you don't have to like make kiddush with it.
It's a malbush. Calls the man you're wearing is a garment, it's like a jacket.
Yeah.
It's a malbush, it's got a denim of garment. Yeah, it's got a kiddush actually, that's called a malbush, the maestro, it's got a denim of malbush. So here is an interesting shot. I must say, I found this a very, very big kiddush. So my shiny is again, I'm always saying, you're in shul, you're taking your tatters off, and now you're ready to go home. Actually, I must tell you, I once heard a story from someone actually, waiting for my section, this, got time for this. I saw this many years ago in yeshiva. Someone was in learning in yeshiva in Yerushalayim, and he needed a bit of a break. Yeshiva Bahar. So he decided he's going to go for Shabbos to Haifa. He went to shul to Haifa, went to shul, a nice time of shul. At the end of davening, he sees the people folding up the talisim. Now that's not very good. Ideally, one should call talisim on Shabbos. He wasn't sure what to do. Should he tell them? Should he not tell them? Anyway, he decided to brave it. What? In a bed, yeah. If you don't do it in a bed, no problem. They were doing it in a bed. So quite a few people were doing this. So he got to know the gubby, went to the gubby, said, I hope you don't attend this, but as far as I think, I'm not sure, you should ask the Rav or something, but I think folding a talis in the folds is not so simple to do. Maybe it's problematic. The gubby said, thank you very much, I'm fine. He went to Mincha, and Mincha, there was a bit of a crowd going around, and what happened was, they were speaking, and they said, you know, you had it tonight, but thank you. We're thinking, such a good idea, we're going to arrange a shiur now on Shabbos morning. 10 minutes before davening, we're going to have a shiur every week at Hilchos Shabbos. Mm-hmm. It was very happy. That was in Haifa. The next week, someone from Tel Aviv came to Haifa, and he heard the shiur going on. It's a true story, actually. He heard the shiur going on, and he thought it was a fantastic idea. He thought, you know what, I'm going back to Tel Aviv, I'm quite a big macher in the shul.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell them about this idea, let's see if it goes on. Lamai say it spread to Tel Aviv. It spread to about four or five different towns. Then, what happened was, I never learned this, so I don't know this, but apparently Rav Shimon Shadron used to give a shiur in a place called Hekel something. He used to give a big shiur on Friday night, Hekel, I don't know what it's called, Hekel something. And someone came along and told this story, and Rav Shon said, it's a fantastic idea. He said, you know what, before we start with shoes, before I get the shoes, I'm going to do 2 halachas every week.
Zichron Moshe.
What?
Friday night. I used to go there, Friday night.
What was it called, shoes?
Zichron Moshe.
Zichron Moshe was called, yeah, I Zichron Moshe. He used to give a share.
Oh,
really? Well, I'm not sure he said that. Did he say that halacha then?
I don't know, he didn't want this on the sedler.
So maybe this was after the story. I'm not sure how long ago this was. Kitza, he thought it was a fantastic idea, and he decided to start off the first week of the special. He said, after the shiur, 4 people came to him. 2 of them said to him, I must tell you, you saved us on the Issa the Raifa special that we didn't know about and what you told us.
Yeah.
And 2 of them told him that you saved us on the Issa the Rabbon special. Now, that's not bad in one night's work.
Yeah.
That's really not bad. So I'm saying you can spread your wings around. Amazing how it goes. So for this bocha, the shiur bocha, that's trying for 120. That's really what he's achieved. Amazing what he's done. Perhaps doesn't realize what his actions cause. Anyway, coming back to here, now the very interesting idea over here. So what happened over here now? You want to carry your tatters back. Now, I must say the Urcha Shabbos has got a baby chidush, which others say as well. The Urcha Shabbos of the chidush has no problem. There's absolutely no problem. I ask you a question. I think that's what he means. If a person has shot a shudders on the time, he finishes shot a shudders, he's got some peanut butter on the table. Can you put it back in the cupboard? Yeah. Says the halacha, anything which is normal to do, it's a normal action. No one's doing it without some preparation. When you pour your peanut butter back in the cupboard, you're not doing it to say it's a time of matzah Shabbos. Yeah. It's the normal run of the mill when a person finishes eating, he puts the things back away. Now you're going to ask me a question soon. I hope Simcha certainly is going to ask me a question soon. That is not called hachana. Hachana is when a person is doing something for preparation. Here, when a person puts the peanut butter back in the cupboard, he's not doing it to prepare the same time on Shabbos. Says the Aruch HaShabbos, I find it a bit of a chiz actually. Mutter la'achle es ha'talis or es ha'siddur la'beisil achat. When a person may take his siddur or his talis back from shul after davening, but mokum shesh eruv, where there's an eruv, I mean, not try yontov. On yontov, I mean, if you've got an eruv, it's going to help as well, but without the eruv, you're talking about hotzah, that's much worse. But it says, but mokum shesh eruv, I'm saying that Ostrich starts on Shabbos, even though he's not going to use his siddur or talis on Shabbos, the ein zeh begel achon v'shabbos l'chol, it's not called preparation. He's putting back the chayfus back to its place. The chazars lechayfus nimkoyme ain't next to ma'is achon. It's not called achon. It's a normal action. You have your peanut butter on the table. When you finish eating, you put it back. Yeah. What's everyone going to ask me?
It doesn't say you have to fold it.
No, that's a problem. I can't do it. What's everyone going to ask me?
It's usual to say talis every week.
Okay, that's also true. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What else is everyone going to ask me? Now, come on. I thought your car would be ketter over here. What do you say about washing dishes? Can you wash dishes on Shabbat for
usual is washing straight away.
A lot of people wash dishes straight away. Some people do. A lot of people do wash straight away. Those who wash straight away, they had to start maxing on Shabbat there. That doesn't help. Washing dishes is a big miser. That's a big action. This has not apply to it. A small thing, which is just transporting things, a small idea, that's mutter. So he is maker actually on this Erika Shabbat. The Shmuel Shabbat is also maker. He's also Mekel. La Riviat's also Mekel. But there are others. Nishma Shabbos is Machne. And the Hilchah Shabbos, they are Machne actually. They say that's called a Maisa Achona. Which is interesting, Machlokes actually. I mean, if you, most people, I think you could ask them, are you allowed to do it? They would tell you you can't. They would. What? Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. And Yontov is worse because that's a shadow he'd saw of carrying. If you've got Erev in town, that's like carrying your bedroom. That's like carrying in your house. That's much better, the chora. The only shayla is it called a chora, preparation for later. On that, they're saying it's not for preparation because it's a normal act that when a person finishes using something,
so you can clear the table for you after shopping.
No, that's what I'm telling you. Clearing the table and washing dishes is called a big action. That's called a big thing.
But you do that every time. Every time you've had a big
But washing dishes is also doing it. It's special. Washing
dishes. That's a big
deal. That's a big deal. You have to know. That's what is the get exactly. So I'm saying that's an interesting point, the moshe.
One thing back is not too.
No, one thing I'm saying, the peanut butter back in the fridge or something back in the schlatter, back
peanut
in the fridge.
You got butter.
I think is the story of normal meiser, which is mutter. But once you start getting the whole table out, that's really
too much.
All right, boys, we better stop there.
Well, what about taking a matzah to shul a yontif for Friday night, before Friday night, to...
Sorry, you're not going to talk about the shul. That's the side of the